This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're excited to be on. I'm going to hop right on in and we're going to set forth our intentions for today. We are going to begin to declare and affirm, right? I love Job chapter 22, verse 28. And it's important that we as individuals really begin to articulate what it is that we want from God, right? We've got to make that decision. We've got to understand that who we are and what it is that we want from God. And so I love the Amplified version of Job chapter 22, verse 28. It says, "You also decide and decree a thing and will be established for you. And the light of God's favor will shine upon your ways." We, and I will say this every time I'm on, we've got to make a decision. What is it that we desire? What is it that we want? And when we get in alignment with God, God begins to illuminate our understanding, illuminate our mind so that we can understand, because God delights in the prosperity of his saints, of his people, of his children. He delights in our prosperity. That doesn't just mean money. And when we say that, don't just limit it to that. But God wants you to have the fullness of life, right? One of the affirmations that I speak daily is that I am good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. Notice that money is at the end. I'm good health. If I don't walk in good health, if I don't have good health, all the money, all the things that I have, I can't even enjoy, because I am not taking care of my being. And so I am good health, happiness. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. When you are walking in that joy, when you are happy, there is something that I think physiologically, just physically, emotionally, spiritually, there's a strength.
That's right.
That we walk in. So I am good health, happiness, love. It's the love of God. It's the love of God that caused us. Right? I know it's the love of God that wooed me to him. It's the love of God that caused me to understand that I, without him, I cannot live and move. Without him, I can't be in relationship. So I am good health, happiness, love, success. True success is doing what God has called you to do. You understanding what your destiny, what your purpose is in this life. So I am these things. I am good health, right? Good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity. I would that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper.
Good morning, Jasmine Candles.
Good morning. Right? I am good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. Right? Whether we realize it or not, we must have money in order to really operate and be able to do the things that we desire to do, to be able to give. You know, I was praying this morning. I was like, God, thank you for what you have given. And Lord, I know that, Lord, help my consciousness, help my mind to go to a higher level so that you can even cause more finances to come my way, so that I can be a distribution center, so that I can give. I can give to the kingdom. To amazing organizations that are within my community that are causing people to walk in good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. Right? I believe God has delivered and set me free from even having the conversation of money. Money is a good thing. It's the love of money that gets us in trouble. We need finances. We need things in order to be able to navigate in this world. And so, Lord, I thank you that you're opening up our mind. You're opening up our understanding around this thing called money, because you desire us to walk in good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. We have the divine power and the ability and the equipment to do and to have all the good that we desire. Bless you this morning. What are you doing?
I was trying to do something, move something, but it did the wrong thing. Hold on. I'm going to remove you for a second. Hold on. There we go. Sorry about that.
All right. So that scripture, Job 22:28, you will also decide and decree a thing, and it will be established for you, and the light of God's favor will shine upon your ways. Understand, this morning, we decree and declare right here and right now that we're feeding our mind only good thoughts. We're not wasting our mind's time on idle thoughts. We will only let good thoughts into what?
Idle thought. Idle means empty.
That's right. Empty thoughts.
No substance, nothing.
Right. We will only let good thoughts into our mind, because then only good things will happen to us. We have to understand that we have the ability to, what are we going to meditate on? What are we going to think on? Right? The Bible talks about that. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning, God. Hallelujah. Father God, that we are defining, we're decreeing and declaring, we're defining and declaring God in us is our answer right now. We are decreeing and declaring God in us is our all, our completeness. We're defining and declaring God in us as our health and our happiness. We are decreeing and defining in us, God in us is love. It's the love of God in our heart that brings us together with all the right people for all the right purpose. We are defining and declaring God in us as a success and prosperity. God, we thank you, Lord, as we go forth. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we are walking in our destiny. Father God, that we are programming our mind. Father, we consciously program our mind for health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. Father, we program our mind for all the good that God is. Father, we bless you right here and right now. We open our mind, we open our spirit to all the possibilities that are within us. Mm-hmm. It is through the presence of God in us that all things are possible.
Yes, yes.
The mind of God in us gives us great ideas, which prosper us and makes us successful. Father, we bless you. We thank you, Lord God. It is through the presence of God in us. We know it's possible to enjoy all the riches of life, which are health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. God, we love you. We thank you, Lord. We call this time with you anointed and blessed. Let your will be done as we go forth to do that which you've called us to do. God, we love you. We praise you. We give you glory. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Well, we want to welcome everyone to the early morning hour of power with us, Pastor and Prophets Michael and Tanya Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be our opinion, but it's going to be the word, because the Bible says two things. One, that man doesn't live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. But it also says in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. Now, I want you to pay attention to this scripture. The word was with God and the word was God. So that means that you cannot separate God from his word. I'm going to say it again, because this is very, very key in this teaching of the power of all. You cannot separate God from his word. The Bible says, I believe it's either Paul or John that says that these three are one. Okay?
Yes.
These three are one. Jesus taught, make them one like we are one. Okay, come on now. See, the power of agreement, the power of all, the power of alignment, the power of being in him, okay, in Christ. Oh, woo, now I'm understanding. See, y'all don't get it. See, y'all be looking at me like I'm crazy, because when I'm trying to keep myself contained, because when the Lord starts speaking, the power of all is through the whole entire Bible. The Bible says that the Spirit of truth will lead you and guide you into all truth. Okay. And if in order for it to be all truth, it must be in one mind and one accord with God. Amen. So, Father, we just thank, we give you praise. We thank you for this word. Yes. Devil, we serve you. Notice no weapon formed against us, no weapon formed against the technology, these digital mediums, how this word is going through the technology of the internet. Father, nothing will, our glory, nothing that the enemy has meant for evil will do any good. Why? Because we are in alignment with God. So let's go ahead, grab your Bibles, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie. Let's go to this word. Now, before we get started here, the Lord sent me to a couple of scriptures that it's going to really set, you know, it's really going to set the foundation for today. Let's see here. The first one is Acts chapter 17. Now, this is going to be key. Now, remember, we are still the Lord ever since Pentecost, and Pentecost set off a whole bunch of stuff here. Ever since the Feast of Pentecost, when God opened up the portal of this power of all, the portal connecting heaven with earth through the Feast of the Lord. It's like, Lord, you never cease to amaze me. But let's go here. Acts chapter 17. Amen. And and we're going to start at verse 24, okay? Now, remember, we're still in the teaching of the power of all. Now, remember, and we're going to go back to Acts chapter 2, and we're going to, good morning, Patricia Boone. Now, and we're really, because there's no coincidence that even as Prophet Tanya,
What verse is it?
We're going to start at verse 24. We're going to go from 24 to 28. That Lord, the Lord had me up in and out in the middle of the night last night. Good morning, Doug and Donna Geist. Amen.
God bless you.
Listen, and the Lord, even like this week, the Lord has been impressing is, do you understand about all? You know, it's, you know, when, you know, the kingdom of God, you know, we teach about seed time and harvest and all this. And it's like, everything that God does is connected with the power of all. So when we take a look at this, Acts chapter 17, starting at verse 24, and it says, God hath made the world. Oh, that's outside. God has made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven.
What's and outside?
Don't you hear that sound? God has made the world and all things therein, all things. And seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Now, here's the key. Here's why the power of all is so powerful. The power of the release of the Holy Spirit and all power in that room, when they were in the upper room, they were not in the temple. They were in someone's house. Okay. Neither is worship with men's hand as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and have made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth. Oh my God. And have determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitations, that they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him, okay, we live and move and have our being. And certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Oh, come on now. I've always referenced that scripture, for we live and move and in him have our total being. But now the understanding of it is making sense. When we go back and we're going to look at Acts chapter 2 again, because when we understand, now I know that we're not the only ones, okay? We're at the point in our life, sometimes when you start getting at a certain age, okay? I'm 55, we're both 55, amen? So you start looking at the later years of your life and how you're going to be sustained, because I'm not, listen, I didn't become a teacher to get a gold watch and get some type of retirement from some teacher fund. No, I became a teacher because God said, your purpose on this earth is to teach, and I'm going to use you in this earth as a teacher to not only teach the word, but to make yourself an example that would lead your other children back to me. Jesus, he's called the second Adam. He was the living example of what Adam was supposed to do. Okay. Mm-hmm. Come on now. I'm going to say it again. Jesus had to come and die so he could reestablish the kingdom. Listen, when he said up in the first scripture that God has made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth. When God created the earth, the Bible says that he created the earth for his children to enjoy. He made us the kings of the earth. This is why he's the king of kings and the Lord of lords. He didn't make us slave servants. He made us the exact divine offspring of itself. This is why he says that we are, in that verse 28, he says, for we are also his offspring. I'm like, Lord, I never paid attention to that. The Father didn't do everything that he did to bring his son to die so he could put forth a master and slave mentality back in operation, because it was never in operation, because that was not his purpose. He created the earth for his children to have a place to enjoy. You can't enjoy life without money. Listen, stop using false humility and understand something in the word, and we'll go to it later. Solomon says, money is a defense.
That's right.
And money answers all things. Now, we're not harping on money, but when you understand that as a king, he created us to have a domain, that's what a kingdom, king's domain, to have a dominion over our part of the earth. Adam, the Bible says that God planted a garden and put Adam in it. Okay, come on now. Woo, my God. So it was Jesus came down to reestablish and reconnect us back to God's kingdom principles and kingdom, I guess you would, I don't want to say dogma, but his kingdom doctrine, that you're not slaves. This is why every time God's people were enslaved, God had to judge that nation. Even though he allowed us to be enslaved, but it was for a purpose, okay? Being enslaved in Egypt was to get us back, was to reestablish Passover, the reconnection. It was the beginning of the reconnection of the Father with his children. What do you think about that?
Well, I went to my trusty chat, and so I had it put up. I put in it Acts chapter 17 through 20, verse 24, and then connecting it to this idea of the power of all. Mm-hmm. And so there's four key points that it brought up. So when we think about the power of all in light of Acts chapter 17, verse 24 and 28, there are four key points that it brought up. That one, it shows God's divine origin and unity.
Wait, say that again.
Divine origin and unity. And then it says, understanding that all humanity shares a common origin in God and can foster a sense of unity and equality, recognizing that we are all offspring.
Oh, come on.
Of the same creator.
Come on.
Can encourage mutual respect and cooperation. And I don't think we understand that.
Wow.
The power of all, recognizing that all offspring, that we are all offspring of the same creator. What can it do? It can, and I love this because it brought forth kind of an understanding. It can encourage mutual respect and cooperation. That's what's going on with our world right now.
That's right.
That there is no mutual respect. We don't understand. We don't recognize that we're all offspring of the same creator.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
The second point that it brings up in this idea of the power of all is dependence on God.
Come on now.
Right? So acknowledging that God is the source.
Come on.
Of life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is preaching right now. God is the source of life and sustenance.
Come on.
Can inspire a collective humanity and reliance on him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a collective humility, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
This dependence of God's provision and guidance can strengthen communities and individuals. We have to understand that God, I love what it says, God is the source of life.
Come on.
And sustenance.
Come on. Now, before you go on right there, I want us to pay attention to something. You said that he is the origin. We are the offspring of
divine origin and unity.
Okay.
That was the first point.
In all creation, yes. Genesis chapter 1,
mm-hmm.
We, his offspring, are the only ones that God had to sit down and have a meeting with himself to get into alignment and agreement how he was going to create us. Mm. Come on now. He didn't. Yes, they were already in agreement with the stars and the heavens and all the little creepy things and all the things and all the seeds and all the stuff and all putting the lights into place. But in order for us to be his divine offspring, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost had to be in agreement.
Right. So it started with that
unity. He said, let us.
Yeah, that unity.
Allow. Let us be in agreement. Let us create Adam, mankind. How? In our image and after our likeness.
Powerful.
This is why. And I didn't want to get. I would go ahead and continue because I'm. Oh my goodness.
So we're just talking again. We talked about this.
Oh, you see what Brother Doug says.
What?
He says, you see the world not savoring the moment that God gave us.
That's powerful. Yes.
He says his plan is so encompassing and the details so extensive, we can't conceive of all the miracles.
Absolutely powerful.
And the Bible says, look, the reason why there's only a few gospels and only so many books, because the Bible says if we wrote down everything that Jesus did, we wouldn't have enough scrolls and things to write it down, because he only gave us, and I believe God put a tithe of the amount of information so we would have enough to be able to grab the spirit to activate faith to believe.
Because our humanity can't
comprehend.
Can't comprehend or even take all that in.
Right.
We don't have our humanity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our divinity, that's a whole nother story.
That's right.
But our humanity can't take all that in.
Woo, come on now.
Right?
Are you getting this?
Right. So we're talking about the application to the power of all.
Come
that
on.
The first, that God, we have a divine origin. There's a divine origin and a unity, right? That we also, we're dependent upon God. God is our source
mm-hmm.
when we talk about the power of all.
Come on now.
The number 3 point that my AI gave me was purposeful existence.
Come on, come on.
Knowing that God created us to seek and find him gives our lives meaning and direction.
Now, here's the key to that. Here's the key to that. The reason why this is so powerful is because before Adam fell, we didn't have to seek and find it because the Father was with us.
Right. So purposeful existence,
come
knowing
on.
That God created us
come on.
To seek and find him gives our lives meaning
come on.
And direction.
Come on.
Without God, we are nothing.
That's right.
This shared purpose can unite people in their pursuit of a relationship with God and in living out his intentions for humanity.
Come on.
Okay.
And then what's the last one?
The last one is the immanence of God.
Come on, come on.
I mean, this AI is
someone type, I receive it, it is so. Come on now.
The immanence of God.
Now.
And it says the assurance that God is not far from any of us.
Come
can
on now.
Provide comfort and confidence, believing that we live. And we live, move, and have our being in God reinforces the idea that we are not alone and that God is intimately involved in our lives.
So when Paul says all things work
wow.
together, see, listen, all things, listen, you are looking at two children of the Most High who have lived that word right there. Okay.
Who are living.
Yeah, but still, because you know why?
We are not arrived.
Because the Bible says all things work together.
Yeah.
This is why I stopped saying you failed.
That's right. That's right.
There is no failure in God's kingdom.
Yeah.
The Bible says all things work together.
For the good. Yeah.
For your good. For all your good.
Good.
For your good.
For your good.
All
for
things.
Your-
Come on now. Come on now. I want you to get this. All things. Oh, come on now. The power of all is in all the scripture. He says, all things work together.
Yes.
God, glory. The power of all was when they were in one place, all together in one mind. All things work together for those who are called. Listen, understand something. Today, and I believe for the next several weeks, what the Lord has been showing me about about how we give. I'm gonna stop right now and I'm gonna repent because I didn't have the fullness of the understanding of giving in God's kingdom. See, when we think that we've got it all together, God can't give us more. Okay, oh my God. Why do you think Job went through what Job went through? God was trying to get him more, but he had to teach him something that he did not understand.
Yeah.
That you said it. You said that we could, everything is connected. Everything is like what connected with God, right?
The collective humanity or which one? There's so much. So the divine
order. He is our source.
Oh, okay. So that's
that God is our source.
So that was depending on God.
That's
acknowledging
right.
that God is the source of life and sustenance and can inspire a collective humanity in reliance on him.
Now, Pastor Doug is just preaching over here. Mm. With God, all things are possible. See, when you read the scriptures, I'm like, Lord, I never saw the power of all until now. This is why even like for the past week and like even this morning, the Lord said, look, Yeah, son, I know you've been teaching about certain things about seed time and harvest and giving. But what I'm about to open up to you now, I had to say, Lord, I repent. I didn't see it. I didn't see everything. Yet, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not stop. The reason why it doesn't stop, because with the power of all, God's power of all is never ending. This is why in Revelation it says that John saw a new heaven and a new earth come down. Why? Because just because it was a destruction when God throws heaven, when he throws hell, death in the grave, and all Satan and all his followers into the lake of fire, he wanted to make sure that there is no longer a remnant of the enemy in our existence. Oh my God. But listen, the second part of this morning, come on now, someone type the power of all. Just type it right now, the power of all. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. And this is going to be key today. Listen, you getting out of debt, those of you who have to, those of you who have went to college, and like some of us who have had to use the grant system and the student loan system to help get your degrees and things, listen, this key to this teaching starting today is going to cause your debt. Listen, when you grab a hold to the understanding, it's going to cause that debt, that seed of debt, to be destroyed in your life. Because if you did the purpose of God to get the teaching and understanding of your purpose, God says, I must destroy anything that is like bondage in your life. And student loans will be destroyed in this season if we'll grab a hold of this thing. Listen, I'm like, 1 Timothy chapter 6. Woo, come on now. Where's everybody this morning? Come on now. Where's my Instagram, folks? It is so. Come on now. Look. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Look at verse 17. Charge them. Check this out. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. See, isn't that what he said? That God is our source, right?
Yep.
But trust in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. I want you to get the scripture, and I want you to read this to yourself every day. Listen, and especially for those who feel like, hey, well, I've turned 55 or I've turned 60 or 65, and I'm just ready to retire and just to go out. No. He said, no. You still have a lot of purpose. And God didn't, it's no coincidence that God didn't start with Abram until he was 75 years old. It's no coincidence that God didn't start with Joshua until he was 80 years old. It's no coincidence. Why? Because there's something about the wisdom years in your later life, yes, that you begin to look at things in a whole different light.
Absolutely.
Woo, come on now. Hey, come on. He says, I've given you, but in, do not trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. Someone type, I trust God. Come on now. I trust God. Woo, my God. Okay. Now, also look at verse 18. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. The Lord gave me a key over these last several days that I believe is going to really begin to activate another door. Paul said that a great door, an effectual door, has been opened up unto me, and there are many adversaries. And this is why I was really, when you gave your testimony about how you went back to school and you know, how you finished and, you know, how you finally finished and the Lord gave you a salary. Now, listen, your salary is not going to make you rich.
Right.
Okay.
Because I'm working for somebody else.
Right. See, and here's the key. God's
for
number,
this season, and it's right, all purpose.
God's number one key and kingdom principle is that you owe no one except to love only, okay? That you not be enslaved to anyone. God designed his purpose for us to be our own, as we say, owners, okay? Our own people, that business owners. He wants us to have businesses and things like that. Why? Because Eden was a place of pleasure. It was a place that will get out of here. This little fly, you better stay right there and don't move. God gave us all things to enjoy. Why? Because when he created the garden and Eden, it was a place not of sweat equity, but a place for them to enjoy. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Did you have something there real quick as we go to this?
No, just, I mean, and don't, because God wants you to own your own.
That, exactly.
Not everybody is called to entrepreneurship, right? However, he wants you to be able to be the owners, right? And so we're not saying, you know.
If you got a job, then No.
We're not saying.
No.
Go ahead. Oh, my God. We're not saying go quit your job or do anything like that and go start a business and struggle and you, because you ain't got no plan and God ain't told you. No, we're not saying any of that, right? But God wants us to be owners. And so even as I am working for this state, I know it's a season, but yet it's all a part of the plan, right? Now, if you desire entrepreneurship, then you seek God for the wisdom and the plan of how to execute that, right? Don't go quit your job and you ain't got no kind of plan and you don't know. God has not given you instructions.
That's right.
That's what we're saying.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Absolutely.
With all your things, get
absolutely. Yeah.
So he's given us all things. He's given us richly all things to enjoy. I've given the earth to the children of men. Acts 17, he says, for in him we live and move and have our total being. With God, all things are possible. See this power of all, when we understand that how powerful Genesis 8:22 is. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest time shall not cease. Now, let's get this understanding as we go to Acts chapter 2, because this power of all, you know, it is reactivated in the earth through Pentecost. It says, and when the day, Acts chapter 2, and when you get there, someone type, I receive it. It is so. Acts chapter 2. And trust me, we're going to be on this for a minute because what the Lord showed me. Woo! Now listen, I'm going to say it right now. Don't be closed-minded that you reject the word of God. Because when I saw it over these past few days, when he was putting it up in my spirit, I had to go back and repent because I thought I had it. I thought I'd been doing it. See, and it's when you stop being able to grow and receive new wisdom, new understanding, a deeper revelation, then God can't use you. So Acts chapter 2, look at verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all, this word all means whole and all together, okay? They were all with one accord. This phrase one accord means with one passion and one mind in one place. See? And suddenly, now, three things happened. The day was fully come, okay? They were whole and all together. They were in one place and one accord, one passion and one accord in one place, okay? This power of all, okay? All together, one accord, one place. They were walking in spiritual as well as physical obedience to what Jesus had told them to do.
Amen.
Because he told them in Acts chapter 1 and in the end of Luke, go. He says, Jesus, after he rose from the dead, hung out with them for 40 days. He said, go and wait for the promise. He says, you will be baptized with fire and the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Okay? So when you wait for the promise of God, mm-hmm. this promise, see, they were in one passion and one mind waiting for the promise. And I'm like, Lord, why is this so powerful now? It's because as we're looking in our lives right now, we're both 55. And it's no coincidence that you had a 55% increase. multiplied grace. Because when the Lord told me on my birthday that this is going to be your season of multiplied or double grace. See, five in the Bible represents grace. Okay. You have the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the evangelist, and the teacher. That's grace. That's the grace of God. What do you have real quick?
Well, because I didn't want to get off your point.
No, go ahead.
So, of course, I had to look up, I put in the power, Acts 2, the power of unity in the spirit. It says in Acts 2, we see the early Christian community coming together during Pentecost.
Right.
The chapter describes how the Holy Spirit descends on the apostles, enabling them to speak in various tongues.
Mm-hmm.
This miraculous event signifies the unity and the empowerment of the believers through the Holy Spirit. Then it goes on and it condenses verses 1-4. And I'll just read what it says. When the day of the Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, sounds like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each one of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Holy Spirit enabled them. This passage emphasized power that comes from being united and the transformative strength of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The apostles' ability to communicate in different languages symbolizes, get this, the breaking down of barriers.
Come on.
And the universal nature of their message, breaking down barriers.
Now, here's the key. When Jesus gives up the ghost on Calvary,
mm-hmm.
the Bible says that the veil was a thick velvet curtain that separated the inner court from the spirit or where the presence of God was. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when that ripping of the veil from the top all the way down to the bottom mm-hmm. represents the destruction of the separation from God and his children.
Breaking down those barriers.
Now, here's the key. And I know we're not going to get to everything today. When you read Acts chapter 1, mm-hmm. Pentecost talks about, and like even in Acts chapter 2, as we go past this, mm-hmm. when Peter starts preaching to the people outside of the door, mm-hmm. everyone from around the world came to the temple to give their offering mm-hmm. because it was the time of worship. It was the time that they understood that the Father had touched down on earth, and I must come to the Father
wow.
to give. Oh, listen, all nations came
wow.
to give to the Lord. Now, here's the key to the power of all. God takes a portion of the representation of the all, and he uses them as a seed to reconnect all. Hmm. Okay, I'm going to say it again. Jesus talked to 500 before he ascended. There was only 120 inside the upper room. Now, that must have been a big room because that was 120 people that was up there for 10 days, hanging out together, eating, fellowshipping, giving testimonies, worshiping,
yeah.
helping one another, doing. I wonder how they used the bathroom, did all that stuff, all up in one room. But the 12.
That unity. Wow.
12 multiplied into 120.
That's powerful.
Remember, 12 in the Bible represents new government. It represents authority. It represents the infrastructure of the kingdom of God. It represents organizational structure. 12, okay? Jesus always had 12. Even when Judas died, before he sent him to the upper room, they already had his replacement. Okay? God, oh, look at Brother Doc. He says,
put it up. Put it up on the screen. You can just click on it.
Thank you.
I know. We're all preaching. We're all in this.
Whatever. Place. God shows it, Brother Doug. God shows us the empowerment and love through all his word. We are all blessed.
Powerful.
See, so when we understand God in his infinite wisdom throughout the Bible was always about all.
That's right.
He was always about all. He's always been about all. I see. I'm trying to get this to you. The power of all. God never wanted there to be a disconnect from him and his children. But because Adam did not follow the instructions, God used his strategic plan to reconnect us and to reformat the kingdom of God. But remember, he's the God of the heavens and the earth. He is, oh my God, he's the King of heaven and the earth, and we're his offspring. So he says, they were all, and then there suddenly came a sound, just like you read. And it says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. Verse 5, and there were dwelling in Jerusalem, Jews, devout men out of every nation under the heaven.
Wow, powerful.
The Lord wants us, starting today, let's, you know, because I was like, Lord, just show me every nation under the heaven. In verse 7, and they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these that speak Galileans? And how do we hear every man in his own tongue wherein they were born? And it goes down this list, verse 12, and they were all amazed and they were in doubt, saying to one another, what does this mean? And then right there, it begins, Peter begins his preaching. And the Bible says that there were 3,000 souls that were brought into the kingdom. When the Feast of Pentecost and the power of all was reactivates the portal of the reconnecting of heaven and earth. See, here's what we miss in creation. Here's what we miss in Genesis chapter 1, 2, and 3. That in the beginning, heaven and earth was connected. I'm going to say it again. In the beginning, heaven and earth was connected.
Wow.
Because the Bible says that the Father just came down. There was no breaking of the heavens and the God will come down and do. No, he just came down, took on the form of something that Adam would understand, but Adam recognized him as Father. This is why he hid from him. Come on now. Adam hid from the Father because he knew he messed up. Are we getting this?
Mm-hmm.
This is why Jesus had to take the form of a man and put it back together. When we get this, this is why when we sow today, we're going to have the understanding of sowing the seed time and harvest with a whole new understanding and revelation from God. That we're not giving, listen, I'm not giving because I want to keep God from, you know, the Father from cursing me and all this. No. I'm giving out of the understanding that as an offspring of the divine one, I only do what I see my Father do. He said, for God so loved the world that he what? He gave.
Yes.
Come on now. When you get this understanding, and listen, and we're going to destroy the misunderstanding of the tithe and the offering. We're going to destroy the deception that the enemy has put in the earth and in the church and in the body of Christ. And we're going to destroy. Listen, I repent for men and women of God who have taken advantage of the system of seed time and harvest.
Oh, Jesus.
The purpose of seed time and harvest was not for your pastors and the teachers and the evangelists and the apostles to get rich off the people. No, the purpose of seed time and harvest was to keep a continual and perpetual connection of heaven and the earth with Father and his children.
That's good.
Are we going to get this? We got to stop right there.
Yeah.
Because, whoo, my God, my God. Listen, the Father wants us to get the understanding. So what we do now is going to affect the next generations. And Father, we even pray as we get prepared for this presidential election.
Yes.
That it's not about Democrat or Republican or Independent. It's not about whoever all the candidates are. It's that your purpose and plan for the earth and the blessing of your children would be established in this nation. Father, your word says that the people rejoice when the kings of this nation, when you are the God of the nation.
Yes, God.
When they gave it in Acts chapter 2, because they were all coming to meet the God of this nation, the God of heaven and the earth. They were coming to worship. You can't worship without giving. You cannot worship God without there being an exchange from your hand, from the hand of the Father. True worship begins in giving.
So there's such the misconnection. It's time to worship. You sing.
No,
that's not what true worship is.
No.
That's an act, right?
That's but a what benefit is, of worship.
Yeah, but what is really worship? And you're exchange. You're giving, right? You're pouring out.
That's right.
Wow.
This is why it says, three times in the year shall all mankind come before the Lord and do not come empty handed.
That's right.
Why? Because whenever the Father came, it was an exchange of worship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the beginning, now listen, it's going to mess with some folks. God was the one that was giving to Adam. Adam, what do you call this? God formed something in his hand and exchanged it with Adam.
Yeah.
Come on now. See, remember, he created the earth for us.
Mm-hmm.
So God came and exchanged worship with Adam.
Yes.
Woo, my God, my God. See, God is not so above himself that he doesn't do his own principle.
He models.
He models.
He doesn't do anything that he
doesn't do first.
Right.
He doesn't tell us to do anything
that he doesn't. He sets the example.
So
he models.
So God gave Adam an offering every day, and it caused the whole kingdom of the animal kingdom to be named and birthed in the earth. Jesus. Father, we thank you.
Thank you.
Now listen, get your seed time and harvest ready right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible says, while the earth remaineth, come on now, while the earth remaineth, come on now, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease.
Yes.
John says, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health.
All things.
Even as I saw, he said, above all things.
All things.
You need to prosper and be in health like your mind prospers.
I am good health.
Listen. You must get this in your mind first. You cannot receive the power of all unless you allow him to transform your mind first. I wish above all things that you may prosper, okay, and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
Okay, yeah, that's good help.
Okay, now that's listen, good. Listen, when we understand that God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest, Genesis 8:22. Now, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night, cold and heat shall not cease. Get your seed ready right now. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Hey, broko eshatinaba. Get your best seed ready right now. Ha broko eshatinaba. Woo, my God, my God. Listen, ha glory. Tell them how they can give. And we got 4 minutes away. We can keep everybody on Instagram.
Amen. So this is the left side, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So if you look at the left side, you see Restored Ministries International. That is our outreach ministry. That is the ministry that we function under. And so the ways that you can sow your seed. So if you believe that this is your place of fellowship, you can sow your seed, your tithes, whatever you want to call it.
Or you get fed from this word.
That's right. You get fed. Go ahead and sow a seed. The first way you can do it is through PayPal. You can use the handle at Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L, to do that. Or you can use your phone, hold it up with your little picture thing, and it'll direct you right to that PayPal site. The second way that you can sow your seed is you can use Zelle. Zelle is a bank app, right? You can go to your bank and you can use Zelle. You would use the email restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L, at gmail.com in order to give. You would sow directly from your account into our account. The third way that you can sow your seed to Restored Ministries is you can use Cash App. That's right. We are operating in the future and staying up with technology. So you can use Cash App. Our handle is $ Restored MI. Again, $ Restored MI. You also can go onto our website at www.restoredministriesint.org and sow your seed. Remember, the seed leaves your life, leaves your hand, but what? It never leaves your life.
Now, the second way that you can give is through the power of the teruma.
Yes.
Okay. According to Ezekiel 44:30, he says, "And the first of all first shoot of all things, and of every teruma or oblation of all of every sort of your oblation or teruma shall be the priest. You shall also give the priest the first of your dough, that he may cause the blessing to rest in your house." What's the second way to give?
So on the right side, we have Teruma to Pastor Michael. Now, he just read Ezekiel chapter 44. And so it talks about the people gave their offering unto the priest. There was a number of offerings that they gave, that they were commanded to give during that time. So the way the priests were able to live was through the offerings that the people gave, which is the 2.5% offering that they gave which is called teruma, to the supervising priest. In this ministry, Restored Ministries International, Pastor Michael, or Prophet Pastor Michael, is our supervising priest. So the ways that you can sow directly to him, and when you sow directly to him, what he does, as we read in Ezekiel 44, he pronounces the blessing, not just over you, but over the household. As the representative that God has placed, God gives him that power and that ability to be able to speak a blessing. And God hears that blessing that the man of God speaks, and God adheres to it. Does that make sense?
That's it.
So the ways that you can sow your teruma, your 2.5% of your increase to the man of God, is first way you can use PayPal. You can use his email, Pastor Michael D. Bryant at gmail.com. Again, that was Pastor Michael dbryant@gmail.com. It's written here on the screen. The second way that you can sow your teruma to the man of God, which is separate from what we just offered, what you would sow to the ministry, you can use Zelle. You can use his Zelle and you can use his email, or you can use your Zelle and sow directly into his Zelle, his bank account, using the email michael@rtuproductions.com. Again, michael@rtuproductions.com. The third way you can sow your teruma directly into the man of God so that he may pronounce the blessing of God over your life and your family is you can use Cash App, and you can use his handle, $MD Bryant. Again, $MD Bryant. Remember, the seed leaves your hand, it leaves your bank account, but it never ever leaves your life. I know that I am flowing on the seeds that I've sown years ago today. So I am constantly and perpetually sowing the seed. God, that's why I'm praying, God, bless me the more so that I have more seed to be able to sow, that I have more seed to be able to sow into the kingdom, that I have seed to be able to sow into the people that you tell me to give.
Father, we thank you, Lord God, as your son, give right now. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease.
Yes.
Father, as they sow the seed, Father, I speak Proverbs 10:22.
Yes.
That the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he hath no sorrow with it. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that prosperity, wealth, and mental health is their portion.
Yes.
Father, you said that you haven't given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Father, I thank you that they will... That you wish above all things that they prosper and be in health, even as their soul prospers, in Jesus' name.
Yes,
so listen, I just want to thank everyone for joining us today for this hour of power. Thank you for joining in. Thank you for sowing your seed. Don't miss the rest of the week in the broadcast, because trust me, this power of all is going to empower your life, that you and the generations after you shall live off the sowing of your seed. Be blessed.
Hallelujah. We love you.